This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It's EB and Cakes from the Junks. We're taking up till 3 p.m. here on 106.7 The Fan. We're doing that weekend duty, EB. Back
the
to grind. The roots.
Yep.
And somebody we miss hearing here on the weekends, and hopefully he's back on a part-time basis soon, is our friend Tom Lavero. I believe he's holed up in his Fortress of Solitude in Frederick, Maryland. How you
Very
doing,
nice.
Tommy?
How you doing, gentlemen? Love listening to you guys, even if I can't be there.
Well, you know, we're happy to have you take our places again and get back to the old
yes.
normal. Believe
we're,
me.
We're looking. We're counting down the days to when that happens, Tom.
Yeah. How have you been, buddy?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's funny because my oldest son said to me at the beginning of this, you know, Laveros were made for this kind of crisis.
Hunkering down?
Yeah, we can do that better than anybody.
Now, so Frederick County is different than Montgomery County, right?
It's definitely a different county, yes.
So they have so they're not dealing with the same like slow reopening that the Montgomery County residents are so infuriated about? Like, where are you in all of this? Can you go to a restaurant yet?
You know, I don't think you can here yet.
Right.
I think they've been pretty cautious about it, even though the rate here has not been abnormal one way or the other.
Right.
But they've been pretty cautious about it here. There hasn't been a big outcry. I don't think there's people, you know, standing outside the Giant or restaurants protesting here. It's a lot quiet. You know, Frederick County is still, you know, it's sort of like suburban Montgomery County.
Right.
Part of it, and part of it is still very rural and, you know, farmland and from a different era. So it's still kind of a quiet county, even though it's fast growing as a bedroom community.
Tommy, I know one of the spots you're just waiting to get back into is Shelley's Back Room in D.C., where you can go in and puff on a cigar. What's the latest as far as when you might be able to get back there?
Well, they have outdoor seating on the sidewalk at Shelley's.
Ah.
So I'm counting on my influence there securing me a seat at some point for a trip down to Shelley's sometime soon. I haven't been in the district. Well, I haven't been in the district since the middle of March.
Right.
So that would be my first trip into D.C. But I am looking forward to it. You know, it's funny. I can't, like I said, I can isolate and amuse myself for a long time, but I also miss people too.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a combination, and particularly in that kind of atmosphere, because I like the fact that people want to argue and talk to me about sports in a bar. I still get a kick out of that.
Tom, your pal Baseball Cakes here had, for me, a little bit of a bizarre thought. Like, when I knew you were going to be on the show today, I was outside on my back patio a few hours before we were on the air, and I was just enjoying the weather, and I thought, this is the picture-perfect take-your-family-to-a-baseball-game type of day, whether it's a Nats game in D.C. or you're out in Frederick, whether it's a Keys game or a Hagerstown Suns game. It's like, it's not too hot. It's perfect weather. This is like a perfect baseball type of day, and right now we're obviously getting robbed of that. This is the sort of day that you want to just be at a ballpark with your family, enjoying the weather. It's not 92 degrees and swampy. It's a perfect baseball day. And hopefully We're going to get back to that soon.
Yeah, what is your best guess on the baseball, you know, the news that we're hearing, you know, how far apart these guys are? Is this just posturing, or is baseball going to be on the outside looking in? Because I think everybody else is coming back.
The owners need the kind of leadership that shows them they're going to have to give in on this a lot. Because the alternative, not having baseball for an entire season while the other leagues are operating at the same time, is the worst look imaginable,
right,
for baseball. And baseball would come back next year and players would start making money, but the long-term damage for the owners who have an investment in these clubs would be severe.
Right.
So I think if there's one side that's got to give, both sides are going to have to give. I think the players are going to wind up giving on the amount of games that they play. They came back and asked for 100 games where the owners want 82. So I think the players wind up giving on the games. But ultimately, the owners have more to lose, I think, than the players, because the players can come back next year and start playing and making their money. They'll, you know, some of them will lose a lot of money, but the owners' investment in their clubs will be hurt from the contrast of the NBA starting up, the NHL starting up, the NFL starting up, and baseball still being on the sideline.
Joined by our pal Tom Lavero from his bunker in Frederick, Maryland. Tom, what do you think the long-term effects are going to be on the minor leagues? You know, what sort of fallout is there going to be, you know, trickling down to the minor league teams for the major league teams that might have had three or four affiliates in the past? Is that going to be cut down to one or two? Because a lot of these minor league teams just are not going to make it through the pandemic and the after effects.
Well, that was already an issue
right
before the pandemic. The minor league baseball and the major leagues were already in a debate about a major league plan to cut 40 minor league clubs from their operations. And the minor leagues were fighting it pretty strongly then by going to Congress and getting their congressional members to lobby against it. Well, that seems like small potatoes now. I mean, in the scheme of things, nobody in the Congress is going to be going to fight for minor league clubs in the immediate future. So, I mean, the 40 teams that were already planned to be cut by baseball, one of them, I believe, to be the Frederick Keys, are probably not going to come back.
That's going to be brutal. And
minor league baseball is such an identity to these small towns. It's such a big part of it gives them it's so much of their profile. It's in terms of entertainment value, it's probably the best entertainment value they can come across. And for the major, I've always contended that Major League Baseball's lifeblood is minor league baseball because it's the gateway for fans to get into Major League Baseball. I'll venture to say, and this is just a guess on my gut, that the first professional sports event most little kids go to in this country is a minor league baseball game.
Could be. Could be, certainly in the smaller towns. There's no question about that.
Yeah. I mean, there's no minor league NBA except the last couple years with the G League to speak of. There's no minor league football. So if you're taking a kid to see a football or basketball game, you're paying major league dollars. Where in so many towns where minor league baseball, it's a family event. I just think that the first exposure that a lot of kids get to professional sports as a spectator, so to speak, is baseball.
Well, you mentioned entertainment value, and we've all been sort of intrigued by these Tyson videos, and I know that you're a boxing guy, so I need your perspective on this. What I need your insight. I don't know what is going on. Is somebody just paying him behind the scenes here, and this is just some sort of mad PR campaign, and he's getting paid a couple hundred grand or whatever to do this? Is he really thinking about coming back? And then would there be interest? I have to say, I think I would watch. I think I will always be interested in Mike Tyson. But, you know, and I don't think I'm unusual, but what is really going on here, Tom? Do you have any idea?
Other than a guess, I think it's more for show and public relations value than anything else. You know, it's interesting that Mike is 53, and I'll bet there was a time where he never thought he'd live to be 53.
Right.
You know, so I think he's kind of enjoying the Mike Tyson sort of renaissance. You remember the one-man show that he did?
Yeah, I saw
it. You remember that? That was tremendous.
Yeah, it was really good. He was huge, really good.
Yeah, that was really good. And I think he's found this new life, and I think it'll work for him unless he gets back in the ring. You know, because then I think it could go south for him if he gets back in the ring. He's capable of doing something stupid, you know, if he gets back in the ring. I covered most of his fights post jail, and a lot of us were there at the MCI Center when he took a beating in 2005 from a stiff named Kevin McBride.
Yeah.
He looks impressive in the videos, but any boxing guy will tell you, it's easy to look good when no one's hitting you back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right, and it's also easy to look good when you're seeing 20 or 30-second spurts of a guy training. It's way different when you have to be in there for the entire round. And, you know, at 53, I mean, how much endurance are you going to have if you have to actually go in and do a real fight?
I'd be shocked if you could go three rounds. I honestly would. But I'd probably pay $50 to watch it. That's how sick it is.
I think people would watch. I absolutely think that they would watch.
Yeah.
Look, Floyd McGregor was a con, a carnival show.
Right.
It was a scam. And look at the money that they made.
Right.
So, yeah, I have no doubt that if Tyson put on any kind of pay-per-view event in the ring, it would make a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing about Mike coming back. I read an article back in August where he said he and his crew out at the pot farm that he owns out in Nevada, they smoke about $40,000 worth of grass a month.
Right.
So
that's an expensive habit.
I don't. Yeah.
That gets in the way of training for boxing. That's not a performance enhancing drug.
Not at all. You know, and you also hit on something that I touched on when we first talked about this. That we've interviewed him, and everybody has seen interviews with him enough over the years where he's talked about he didn't want to come back to boxing because he knew what kind of sort of mental place he'd have to be in. Right. You know, he kind of becomes this kind of mini monster, you know, where he just wants to kill you. And he knows that's not a great place for Mike Tyson to be. So if he actually did come back, I would be shocked.
Yeah, and he also has tremendous respect for the history of the game.
Yeah,
I mean he really does. And I don't know if he'd be willing to do something like this to maybe tarnish that. Look, I was ringside where he fought France Botha. And his comeback after the Vander Bite fight. And he was losing the first four rounds and almost broke both his arm before he knocked him out following the fifth round. So when things go bad, Mike is capable of doing some pretty stupid things.
Right, right. Did you watch any of the golf? Did you watch the Tiger Phil Peyton Brady deal?
No, there was a quilting bee on at that time. And I had to watch that.
Just not your thing?
Tommy's not a big golf guy.
Like, you won't even watch the majors, Tom?
Oh, God, no.
Really?
Absolutely not.
So, really?
I'm going to look.
I'd rather chew broken glass than watch golf. I know this is sacrilege to you, EB. I respect your passion for it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, I just remember when I was 18 and thinking, this is a game for old white guys. And I'm an old white guy now, but I still like to think like I'm 18.
Right, right. Okay, I just find Tiger so compelling. I just find him to be, you know, I think he crosses over way beyond golf fans, but it's never reached you. Interesting.
No, it never particularly did. It just doesn't do it for me. And I know, you know, golf is the language of men. That's how men speak to each other. They talk through golf.
Right.
So I'm kind of frozen out on that, but I'll live with it.
But they also do it through cigars and bars and beers, and I know you got that covered.
Yeah, how many red stripe? What is the red stripe meter for Tom Lavero tonight in Frederick?
Oh, you know, this is going to be so disappointing to you. because I remember Don King telling me about the time he spent in prison when he beat a man to death. He spent 5 years in jail in Ohio before the governor pardoned him.
Right.
And he said he was determined to make time work for him rather than do time. So I figured, like, this is like doing time here. So I've been determined to make it work for me. So I've had exactly 4 beers in the past 2.5 months.
Wow.
What? This is outrageous.
Like, are you one of these weirdos that's actually lost weight during the pandemic?
I've lost 22 pounds.
Wow. Look at Tommy Lavero
getting
after it.
I just finished the screenplay.
What?
Are you kidding?
You've been remarkably productive.
This is great. So what's the plan? Have you written a screenplay before?
Never wrote a screenplay. I tried a couple of times before, and I always struggle with dialogue. I always said, man, this is garbage.
Yeah.
Who talks like this, you know?
Right.
But then I was determined, well, then I'll just write bad dialogue. But
right.
I'm going to write something.
Yeah.
And I just finished it up the other day. And it's probably pretty bad, but at least I got one done.
Wow, that's amazing. And
that's
so then
impressive.
What's the next move then?
Write another screenplay.
Hold on. Well, no. You have to fly out to like Hollywood and take meetings with people.
You got to pitch it. Don't you have to do all that?
Yeah. But that's going to come by accident mostly. I mean, if I go through the regular channels, it'll just get on a pile with 1,000 other screenplays. I've got to accidentally come into contact with somebody who would be interested in the subject matter.
Do you want to give
and
us your
patient enough to do that?
Tom, do you want to give us your elevator pitch, or are you trying to keep it under wraps?
Well, let me just tell you, I can tell you this without giving away the contents of it.
All right. Yeah.
It's a civil rights rock and roll wrestling movie.
Wow.
you're checking a lot of boxes there, Tom.
Yeah, so there's something there for everybody.
Okay,
right.
It sounds like it. Well, Tom, we want to thank you for taking some time out of your weekend, man. We know it's tough to, but like you said, I guess it's not that tough for the Laveros to stay inside and just hunker down. You've got it covered.
It hasn't been that tough, but you know what? I could end it tomorrow, and I'd be perfectly fine going back to normal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, particularly a weekend at the beach. That's what I do miss, beach time.
Yeah. Well, you could do that now. I think you could do that safely,
yes.
Tom. You should think about that. Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. It's good to hear from you. That's Tom Lavero checking in from Frederick, M.D. When we come back, we're going to pivot a little bit, EB. We're going to play a game show.
Is Peter ready?
I believe he's ready. And we can get the listeners involved if they would like. 800-636-1067 is the number. Now, disclaimer.
Yeah.
There are no prizes available. If you call
say
in,
that again.
No prizes available. Prize
right.
pigs of the world, listen to me.
This is simply
listen to this
for
voice.
Fun.
You can play a game for fun. We do it on the junks all the time.
Right.
So if you would like to, you can call in at 800-636-1067. Our friend Peter from Burke has devised a game show. I've named it. We're going to play Who Hates What?
Right.
Determined by the @CakesHates and @EBHates Twitter handles.
Perfect.
We're
going to
see how much you know your junks here. We might even test Horny Vic back
we
in the studio.
Because I have a feeling Horny Vic will fail this miserably.
He could. We just don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know how it's going to work. So if you'd like to play a game for no prizes on 106.7 The Fan, you can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll play Who Hates What next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Thank you again, DJ Horny Vic, for playing some good Charlotte on a Saturday for Cakes and EB. I have a public service announcement, EB.
You do.
If you're in the Fairfax area, why don't you swing by Commonwealth Dry Goods? That is the shop that is owned by Chad Dukes and his wife. The Buffalo Cahill Mountain Dew Scented Candle release is today. I believe they had 300 of them to sell. I'm sure that's going to be a sellout, so... If you would like a Mountain Dew scented candle with a very scary picture of Drab T-shirt on it, you can do that at Commonwealth Dry Goods.
Nice plug. I would love to know the derivation of it all. Vic, do you have any idea?
Say again?
What? Never mind.
The answer is no.
No.
I was getting ready for the game show.
Has no idea. Yes, he's prepping. The game show with no prizes.
How do you get a Mountain Dew scented candle? That actually sounds kind of good.
You know what? I would have to ask Chad Dukes. Right. I don't know how you – I mean, it's obviously custom made, so I guess they can just custom pour a candle that smells like a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Can you just pour Mountain Dew into the mix when you make it?
I don't know the science behind it. I've never made a candle a day in my life. How would I know that?
How did Gwyneth Paltrow make one that smelled like her silly?
Again, these are questions that only science can provide. Science and nature. I would have to guess.
Right.
But her candle, I believe, was $75 or more.
Yeah.
I believe,
pay a lot for candles. They're not like you and I, Cakes.
Believe the Drab T-shirt candle, only $24.99. So that's a bargain.
Well, I don't know that I'd pay $24.99, even for Drabby scent. I'm a guy that likes to pay about $9.99 at Marshall's.
Yes, you like the cheapies. Maybe we'll talk about your cheap sneaker obsession a bit later in the show if we have time.
Good.
But now it's time for the wildly popular new game show. It's called Who Hates What? According to our Twitter handles, at Cakes Hates and at EB Hates.
All right, so I know the guy that does the EB Hates. He lives, I think, in Atlanta.
Okay.
He was Adam and my keto guy when I was going keto for a while.
Okay. So he basically told you, don't eat carbs. Lay off the bread.
Well, he gave
that
me
whole
good,
bit.
Yeah, and he gave me good websites and everything. I lost a lot of weight. But I think my cholesterol also went through the roof.
Right.
Keto people don't seem to care about that. I just felt like, I don't know if that's right.
Sure.
So I kind of have, I'm back all in on the carbs and the sugar.
Hey, you're talking to a guy who's battling cholesterol as we speak on the meds.
Who isn't, Cakes?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Who is it?
Just something you have to deal with.
So that's who does EB Hates. Who does Cakes Hates? Does Peter do Cakes Hates?
I have no idea.
How would
I know that?
Is Peter there? Can you lock in Peter, Vic? Peter
from Burke.
Good afternoon, Junkies. Yes, I have no affiliation with either account. I am the Frank Gore of P1s. I'm just the compiler. So,
gotcha.
Very good. I like that line.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that Cakes Hates has gone the way of Derek of Logan Circle. He's been a little bit in abeyance recently.
No recent updates there.
Well, maybe Cakes doesn't hate anything. Maybe Cakes has been in a good mood of late.
Maybe.
So if there were a Tom Lavero Hates Twitter account, we just learned that golf would definitely be on that. But
I didn't know that Tom hated golf.
He had a lot of hostility towards the golf.
Yeah, that was news to me. all right, so why don't we do? Yeah. Let's do one or two. If you have a few, let's do one or two just with Vic first, because I'm very curious. I'm pretty sure Vic will flunk this miserably.
All right.
He's too busy getting it in with Jackie.
Damn right I am.
He's going for 3 for 3 today.
Let's do it.
We'll get an update tomorrow.
20% chance.
20% chance. All right. What do you say there, Peter? Give us our first one.
Okay. Here are just a couple of random ones. So who hates non-seasoned wood? Is it EB or Cakes?
Okay. That's an easy one. Because we know the Fire King loves himself some good old-fashioned wood. So I'm going to go with Cakes Hates.
What?
I was so confident in you.
What? You think Cakes even has an opinion
on
seasoned wood?
Vic, you know how these websites work, right?
No.
Like, it's something that we've... that we've talked about.
He's channeling
about
his inner Mount Valdez and zigging while everyone's zags. Yeah.
Like, you know that EB's the Fire King. So you were setting it up like, well, of course it's the Fire King EB hates because he only likes seasoned wood.
Right. All right, so I got that one wrong. All right, so I'm proving EB's point.
What did I tell you? I told you he was going to get wrong.
I'm utterly shocked because
I don't even understand his logic.
Well, from his setup, didn't you think he was so confident? It seemed like, well, of course it's EB hates non-seasoned wood. Of course, he's the
and
fire
then he
king.
Picked you somehow.
He throws a curveball and says, Cakes hates it. What?
Yeah. Don't get it. All right, go ahead. Let's do another one with Vic, with horny Vic.
I can't wait for
Maybe
this one.
Maybe he's so horned up, he's not thinking straight.
I mean, his brain is clouded.
All the blood is downstairs. It's not flowing to his brain.
Maybe that's the answer.
All right, what do you got?
All right, the Gin Blossoms in Concert. Who hates the Gin Blossoms in Concert?
Ooh, who hates that? Does EB hate that, or does Cakes hate that?
Well, Cakes does a lot of this music trivia, and I feel like I've learned a lot from him. It's got to be Cakes Hates.
You're correct.
Yes.
Because I went to one of these, hey, man, there's 8 bands on the bill because we can't all sell out, you know, on our own, so we have to tour together.
Yeah.
And it was like the Gin Blossoms. It was Vertical Horizon. It was Smash Mouth. And I believe Sugar Ray was on the bill, too. And the Gin Blossoms, every single song sounded the same. And I said, they're terrible in concert. Never going to go watch them
again.
Did
you also see them at one of those last HF festivals that we did? Didn't the Gin Blossoms perform there?
I believe they were at one of the Merriweather post dates.
Yes.
The lightly attended Merriweather post
dates. Very lightly, like completely empty stadium or whatever.
Yeah, like looked like a dirty bomb went off in Columbia.
Yeah.
Yes, you're correct.
See, I thought that could have been either one of us. I didn't know that you had specifically stated that you hated them in concert.
Yeah, I talked about them being just so bland in concert. That
would
never
let's
watch
them
again.
Let's give Vic one more. I want to give Vic one more just to see it, you know, where he's going to end up on this.
All right, the Shake Shack mushroom burger. Ugh. That EB or Cakes?
I don't know where to go with that one. I have a 50-50 chance.
Why don't you just try to think it through a little bit?
Okay. Do you like food, EB?
Is that thinking, or are you asking me a question?
I'm asking you. Like, wait, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to
say no to that question, by the way.
No, I like to starve.
You like food?
Yeah. I like to starve.
I'm trying
to
work my way around this one here.
Okay.
Well, I just want to hear you think out loud. Don't ask us questions.
Yeah, please think out loud. I like it.
All right, so obviously EB loves food. Cakes. I don't know much about Cakes. He's a Caps fan. So, and you like lacrosse, EB. I'm going to go. That's obvious.
That's the extent of his knowledge.
It's Cakes.
Yeah.
Cakes hates.
No. Let me just say this. I think officially this is on the at EB hates Twitter.
This is?
But
I don't even know.
I'm just guessing because I don't think I've ever publicly proclaimed that I hate a mushroom burger. But who would eat who in their right mind would look at a delicious burger made of beef and then say, I don't want that? Or. Yeah. I'd rather have a burger made out of a big giant portobello mushroom. Nobody.
You've proven it. It actually was you. That was
it.
The
was?
That was? Yeah, it was Cakes. That makes sense.
I had forgotten that I had gone public with my disdain for a mushroom burger. Now, if you have a regular hamburger and then you throw some sauteed mushrooms on top of that, well, everybody loves that. That's delicious. But substituting the beef with a big giant mushroom is a big no-no. Right. It is me, apparently.
Right.
If you guys want to do the lightning round, I have a choice of 3 categories if you want to pick the category. And then.
Well, let's get a couple listeners involved. Let's try to do that, all right? So don't hang up on Peter.
By the way, how is this game show going more smoothly than half of the game shows that we introduce on the Junkies?
I don't know.
I don't know how this is happening.
We haven't used the listeners yet.
Maybe Peter's going to be our new game show consultant. For the Junks. Uh-oh, you never know.
Valdez might kill himself. Let's go to Rich in Olney. Line 2. See if you can
Rich.
Do that and not hang up on Peter. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Rich. How are you? Where exactly
Pretty
are you
good.
Calling from in the O-Town today?
I'm actually driving home to the O-Town. My boy's a little bit sick, so I'm on my way home from work.
Oh, that sucks. Where do you live in Olney? Tell Cakes the street
Yeah, where
name.
Exactly do you live?
I live in James Creek, right behind Harris Theater.
James
right
Creek.
Right behind
okay.
the Harris Teeter. I know where that is.
You can walk to the grocery store. It's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
Yeah,
all right. All right. Peter, what do you got?
All right. So Rich gets a choice of three categories. Would he like the sports Luddites, P1s should know, or culinary delights, of which we just had a preview with the Shake Shack burger?
Let's go Q&A delight.
All right, culinary delights. Dogfish head beer. Is that cakes or EB?
Oh, EB hates dogfish head sea quench ale beer.
That is correct.
Rich from Olney, you are correct.
He
but
nailed that.
Because we're felted in 2020, there are no prizes to win.
Sorry, buddy.
But well, there's two more questions if you want to.
Give him two more. Go ahead.
By the way, from what I remember, EB did not like that beer because it was like, was it sour?
Sour beer or something. I can't remember. Why did I get that? Where was I?
You were out and about and you ordered something or from what I remember, you asked like the waiter, just give me whatever. and he brought you the beer and you hated its guts.
Right. Because when I go to a place with like a bunch of beer guys, my head explodes because I don't know the difference.
Now, Dogfish Head, they make a lot of very good beer.
Right. And but I think that's why I ordered it.
That beer that was given to you was not your cup of tea, so
I felt like I've had a Dogfish Head beer before, and it was perfectly normal.
Of course you have.
But they gave me a weird one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Peter.
All right, so the $200 clue in Culinary Delights, we know that both EB and Cakes have been getting lots of Paisanos delivered to their house. But who specifically hates blue cheese on his Paisanos wings?
Ooh.
Oh, Cakes hates almost all cheese.
Correct. It's got to be Cakes.
Correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
You can either eat your wings without dipping them into any sort of sauce, or you can dip them into ranch.
Ranch, not blue cheese.
Dipping them into blue cheese with big chunks of fermented, rotting blue cheese is the worst thing I could think of on the planet.
Right.
I'd rather be shot up into space in a Ricky rocket. created by Elon Musk than ever eat blue cheese dressing. Thank you.
Nice callback, Cakes.
Yes.
All right. I'm smelling a clean sweep for Rich Ramone. This is he chose his categories wisely. So this junkie made a list of his top fruits, and coming in at 999 was pears, and coming at and at 1,000 was bananas. Was that Cakes or EB?
Who hates pears and bananas?
Actually, I'm not sure. I think this one EB hates.
Incorrect. That's a Cakes hates. Because that's relatively recent.
I like pears. I don't like bananas. I'm with you. But pears are way up the food. They're like a top tenner.
Pears are certainly not a top tenner. They're the devil's fruit. They deserve the 999 ranking. Bananas are there, too, because the only look, it's science. The only good use for a banana, I've said this a million times, is as a base for a smoothie. And maybe if you're 5 years old, a banana split.
Split, I would go for that, maybe.
But again, a banana split. Could I come up with an older ice cream
sundae? Do they even still have those? Like, if you go to a fancy restaurant and they bring out the desserts, do they have banana split?
Impossible. There's no way you go to, like, the Palm and you can say, I'll have a banana split. They're going to say, why don't you split off the premises, old man? Because we don't have that on the menu.
All right, can we do one more contestant?
I think we should.
Do we still have Robert?
Good performance by Rich and Olney. He went 2 for 3.
Only 2 for 3? Which one did he miss?
He missed the last one. He thought you hated pears and bananas. Apparently, you think the pear is the greatest fruit on the planet.
I do like, I don't know, but it's a top tenner, I'd say. Robert.
Hey, Cakes and AB. I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Robert?
What are you doing today, Robert?
I'm moving to Chicago in a month for medical school, so I'm just in Home Depot right now getting some stuff outside currently.
Nice. What school? What medical school?
It's called Loyola. It's Loyola University Chicago, yeah.
Well, nice. Congrats, man. Congrats. That's awesome.
Congrats. You're going to have actually, about 5 years of hell ahead of you.
That's true. I met you guys at Church Hall watching a Caps game once. Went to Georgetown, and you guys were so nice to me. Thanks so much.
Oh, that was that. Hold on, I'm tracking with that. I believe that was
like a couple years ago, right?
That was against the Hurricanes, right? Hurricane
Correct.
Series.
It was only a couple years ago. Yeah.
That was, I think. Yeah, that's right. I do remember that.
All right.
Well, congrats
we lost
to you, man.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
I do remember.
All right, let's go. Let's go. What do you got, Peter?
Okay, speed round. So Robert gets, again, he can go for P1 should know, or he can choose overly specific or millennial fashion statements. Hmm. And we'll do a speed round of three.
Let's do P1 should know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, P1 should know. This is a callback to Daniel Hudson last year. Who hates paternity leave?
EB, easy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. With conviction, he goes in.
I do hate paternity leave. I do hate it. I mean, God bless it. It's amazing to have a kid. Go see it and be there and then get your ass back in the game. Let's go. All right. One for one.
For $200, $200 imaginary attention dollars, surprise birthday parties. UB or cake?
Who hates, though?
Ooh. Well, I know that EB. B, I think, doesn't necessarily like them, but he did have one. So I think I might go with cakes.
He's correct. Oh, Robert is using his sharp analytical medical school mind to go through the game show. Right. Yes, my wife hates surprise birthday parties. We are two peas in a pod. I hate them as well. We have told each other, don't you dare give each other a surprise birthday party, and we're cool with that.
Meanwhile, I always wanted one, always lamented that I would never get one, and right before the pandemic, D came up big.
That's right.
And we had a 50th surprise party, which I really enjoyed.
So. At MGM National Harbor.
Yep.
That's a nice spot.
All right, one more.
All right. Going for the clean sweep. It's a toughie, but you can use your deductive powers. Temperatures in the 90s. Who hates temperatures in the 90s?
What do you think there, Robert?
Ooh, okay, let's think. So I know EB gets cold very easily.
That is true.
And cakes doesn't. So heat in the 90s.
What do you think?
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's a toughie.
Let's see. Okay.
You're on the right time.
In the 90s, EB is cold. so I think I'm going to go with EB.
Gotta be EB.
Peter, I think it might be
I could be wrong. I like it. Cakes hates it.
No, it's Cakes. Yeah, EB likes to be warm.
Oh. Yeah, I like to be hot.
Yeah, so Robert in Fairfax goes 2 for 3. Yeah. I don't mind warm. Like today is about like the upper. It is the ceiling of where I want the temperature
to
be.
80s. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's probably, I don't know, because I'm doing the show from inside. I'm guessing it's low to mid 80s. That's perfect. You start tickling 90s and humidity. Not sliced. It's gross.
Robert, what are you gonna focus in or whatever they call that?
Currently, I like emergency medicine and trauma stuff. So
emergency.
We'll
so you want to be like a frontline guy and get all the viruses when they come in? You don't want to do that.
Hopefully not, but you know, I do well under pressure. So
Robert, I read
very good.
The New York Times had an article a couple years ago that there are 800 million viruses in any square meter that descend upon the earth at any given time. Think about that, Cakes.
It's pretty insane. And EB, you really make me mad because sometimes, you know, we're on a different political spectrums, but you always raise really good points.
Thank you.
So
thank
it
you.
Always frustrates me on Twitter because I hate when you're right, but sometimes you just you prove a really good point.
Thank you. This is nothing but logical. Thank you, Robert.
He is a logical person. EB, best of luck to you, Robert, in Chicago at medical school, man.
Yeah, I hope you listen on radio.com, pal.
We're rooting for you.
I will.
EB, this game show's gone pretty well. Do we
I think it might be a hit.
I think it might be
you want to continue it? Do you have more, Peter?
We've got Matt in Springfield. I think he's dying to play.
All right.
I think he wants to play.
We got some more categories.
And let me look at the clock. Oh, it's only 1:44, EB. We got nothing but time. So much time.
All right.
Let's do it.
And then maybe we could do a Horny Vic game.
Maybe we should.
Got to work on that, Peter.
Horny Vic.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we'll come back. We'll play more. What's the name of the game, Case?
It's Who Hates What? It's wildly popular. And we're going to play another round of it on 106.7 The Fan next.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's EB and Cakes from the Junks. We're taking you up till 3 p.m. today here on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 2:15, our pal Brett Oliverio, proprietor of Sup Dogs down in North Carolina. He's going to join us, talk about his business reopening, reconnect with him. Always good to hear from our friend Brett. But right now, we're in the middle of Who Hates What? It's getting a second segment, EB.
Wow,
Peter from
this
Burke
is big.
He's done some good work with his P1 game show.
You might have to do some more digging. You have enough questions there, Peter?
Oh, yeah, we're going strong.
We're going strong. Okay.
Categories.
All right. Not a problem here. Everybody has gone 2 for 3, including Horny Vic, right?
That is correct.
I think so. All right. So we've got, is it Matt?
Matt in Springfield,
yeah.
Yes.
Matt in Springfield. Hey, Matt, what you doing today, buddy?
What's up, boys?
What's going on?
I was just out at Commonwealth Dry Goods doing a little shopping.
Look at you. Double dipping. Did you get yourself a candle?
I got myself a couple candles. They smell amazing.
Now, I wish I knew this. I mean, I understand sort of the picture, how that, I know his obsession with Mountain Dew. How did this whole thing come together, though?
Dukes is really mean to his friends.
Yeah, yeah. How did he make it smell like Mountain Dew?
I have no idea. He knows a guy who apparently is Brett Michaels' guitar player who makes candles. That guy's got a million stories. It's wild.
Ah, Brett Michaels is my guy. I love that dude.
Right. Okay.
If you listen to the last episode of Big O and Dukes, he has this guy Peter on, and he's got a million 80s rock stories. It's nuts.
Right.
I will play that immediately. I'll definitely need to listen to that.
All right, so Matt's double dipping here on the JFK bit. I love it.
Yeah, that's good.
Love it.
A good thing.
So he's got his drabby T-shirt candle, courtesy of Big O and Dukes, Commonwealth Dry Goods, and now he wants to chime in on the Who Hates What.
Keeping it live and local, free FM. All right, yes. Matt, you have the choice of three categories. Do you want right-thinking Americans, the entertainment page, or recreation?
Ooh, let's go entertainment page. It's one of my favorite segments.
Okay, look at that. Giving EB some shine.
I love that.
All right, this will be a quick speed round. Ozark Season 3.
Mm. Oh, EB hates it.
Correct.
I mean, it's a little harsh. I didn't hate it. I hated the brother.
You hated Uncle Ben.
I thought Ben ruined the series.
He's the worst.
Yeah, that's way too much on him.
I kind of liked Uncle Ben. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Yeah, oh, it was way too much. Way
I
too
like
much
what
of
happened
Ben.
To him.
Yeah, exactly.
You liked his demise?
How did they kill him off? Remind me. I can't remember.
I mean, some of the cartel muscle just pummeled him and shot him to death, I believe.
They just shot him.
Exactly.
Obviously, I remember the ending. I remember how that old witch went down.
Right.
What other big murders were there in Season 3, Cakes? Are any of them jump out at you?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Right, lawyer.
I'm closing my ears. I'm still on episode 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cakes
sorry, Peter.
Still being on his way to the party.
All right, go ahead. Second question. He's 1 for 1, I think.
Yes.
Okay, this one is Lurch Level, Naked and Afraid.
Oh, it's just too easy.
Well, EB loves it, so I assume it's Cakes hates it.
Yeah, and again, hates is a strong word. I'm not
that
into it.
Is that on the website? Is that on the Twitter? Cakes Hates?
It must be.
Yeah, April 14th.
If we're gonna we're gonna come down on one side, love or hate, like Radio Raheem, I would be hate, I guess.
Oh my God.
If I had to pick a side,
how is that possible?
Sometimes you have to pick sides, EB.
All right, Matt's 2 for 2. Here you go.
Okay, I'm gonna jinx him again for a clean sweep in the EP category. Lizzo.
That's an easy one. That's such an easy one. What do you think?
I'm gonna go Cakes.
Yes, Cakes hates all African Americans. Of course, he hates Lizzo.
No, that is incorrect.
She's black.
That's incorrect. I just don't like R&B.
Yeah,
that's all.
All right,
that's
a
winner.
Hey, you pulled a Horny Vic. You went 3 for 3.
Matt is Matt. The clean sweep. He gets no prizes, but he performs well. Peter's still here.
A couple of non 50-50 balls if the Junks want to play. Just a couple quick questions.
Actually, let's sneak in Al if we can. Al's a long-time hardcore P1. He can play. He can take a round here.
Hey, Al, what's up, buddy?
Because, of course, we have time. We have nothing but time.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going, everybody?
Hello, Al.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, one day at a time. All is well, all things considered.
All right. Good. Good. All right, Peter, it's all you.
Okay, for Al, we'll go back to the double dip in the P1 should know category if you'd like, or okay. We can go, but is it a sport or the NFL?
Let's go the NFL.
All right.
Okay. This is another Lurch level question. Bill O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, this is easy.
Bill O'Brien, head coach of the Texans.
What do you think there, yep, Al?
I'm going to lean EB hates Bill O'Brien.
No, I don't care about Bill O'Brien. Cakes hates Bill O'Brien.
Oh. He's a dinosaur. He has so many great offensive weapons, doesn't know how to utilize them properly. He makes terrible trades as the de facto GM. He stinks.
So is that fantasy related? Is that the root of that, Cakes?
A lot of it is, yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
I should have known fair to say he's fantasy related.
Is it, yeah.
0 for 1, he's the new Jeff Fisher?
Yeah,
he's the new Jeff Fisher.
That's correct.
All right, the two-pointer.
All right, should have led with this one. The Arizona Cardinals, the Cleveland Browns, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Detroit Lions. They're the Lions.
Oh, that's got to be EB.
Yes, oh, yeah, of course.
Opponents that he every year perennially disrespects.
Right.
The Lions, yeah, and Cardinals, Bengals.
Yeah, you can throw the Bears in there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he does like to pone on my Bears as well, so I got that.
Yeah. All right, here you go. The last one, right. Three-pointer.
Three-pointer, a little tricky. People who pose for photos with OJ.
Ooh.
I'm going to say Cakes.
I think he's right.
That is correct. Yeah.
I mean, why would you pose for a photo with a notorious double murderer?
Yeah.
I mean, who would do that?
I could see Lurch doing that. I could see Lurch staying after the show to take a photo with OJ.
I mean, that would be like me posing for a picture with, again, here's an old reference, Charles Manson.
Right.
Do you want to pose with Charles Manson?
No.
I don't.
Thanks.
Old man, remember, River.
Thanks. Remember, Jason flew out to L.A. and stepped away from his family to hang out with Lenny Dykstra.
Right. Now, he's not a killer, but he's
but
a weird
on.
Dude.
He's a complete weird dude.
He's hornier than Vic.
Yeah, he was looking for hookers that night. Yeah.
I didn't think it was even impossible.
Right.
Al, congratulations on maybe 1 for 3, 2 for 3.
That might be the worst performance. Did he go 2 for 3?
He got 2. Yeah.
2 for 3 was the standard. Peter, thank you for the game show. I think it went swimmingly.
Nice job.
You want to real quick name that hurt thing?
Go ahead.
Sure.
on EB hates, EB said that this guy is a wooden boob and his basement stinks too.
Oh, I
know
that.
We just talked about that. Yeah. Roger Goodell. Come on. It's too easy.
Everybody
it's Lurch
knows
level.
That.
You got to get that out of here.
And EB also said, this person, your job is actually literally a nightmare. Your job sucks. You have the worst job. You travel all over. You get to talk with these losers for 4 minutes.
I know who he's talking about. He's talking about BDK.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
That's true. What a brutal job that is. He loves it, though. Right, thank you, Peter.
Thanks.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. Be safe.
All right, you too.
Thanks,
Al.
Al and Peter. Have a good weekend. And thank you
good
for listening
stuff.
To your bonus junks here on the weekend. We've run a little bit late. But when we come back at 2:15, our pal Brett Oliverio from Sup Dogs is going to join us here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.